minutes, hear what's going on with that. We'll get a debriefing from the network team. I understand that might take 15 minutes or so. Then we'll have some closing ceremonies after that. Here they are, AMB attendees, Meta Data team.
Can we get our slide up on the screen? This is the funky little badges. I had a weird idea about a year ago, and it exploded. And so these guys are going to talk about what we've done and what's actually happened. We had an intro session on Friday where we talked about the whole thing, and this is basically a summary of how we went from it not working on Friday to it having lots of colorful, exploding things on screens all over the place now. So, Chris, why don't you start and go through what we went through from Friday to now with what wasn't working and what's working now.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have a chair here. That's okay. I just got to pull the mic really close. We started out on Thursday, and we came in with some of the software built, a fair amount of stuff working, but once we actually got the real-world system up and working, of course, some things changed, some things worked, some didn't. So we started, I rewrote some of the core logic, which did the triangulation, and also improved the capacity of the system to handle the load a lot more. One thing we found is that a simulator that's pushing out a huge batch of radio events every second doesn't work the same as if you actually have 1,000 tags that are all asynchronously sending things at random times. So once we got the live system up, it turned out we had to do things a little different. So we worked on that. We also added a lot of functionality to the web system. Aesthetics can tell you about that. And that was mostly what we were working on for Thursday night and all Thursday night, all Friday morning. And we did manage to get most of the basic functionality up by Friday morning. Then the 3D visualization we got up. Was it Saturday morning we got that up, I think? Saturday night, okay. What's today? Oh, it's Tuesday already? So we're pretty happy with how things turned out. I think we had a lot of success. We started with a great hardware platform that was designed by Milos down there and had been used at some of the Chaos Congresses and camps. But I think we really took the software to interact with the attendees to a new level. We added some social networking features and a lot more interesting visualization, I think. So I was pretty happy with how the project turned out.
Milos, why don't you talk about how you think it's gone and what you kind of put into it to get it done?
I didn't ask any questions.
What did you put into it to get it done this week?
Ah, okay. So we improved this triangulation system. So we had some ideas we implemented there, and it turned out basically in a very good way. So it matched the previous tests, and what we were basically doing is adding this nice visualization stuff. We basically, there were several people that helped us a lot implementing this real-time visualization. Recently, avatars were added, so we had in the end a lot of fun, and we had less problems than we actually expected. We had a lot of interesting input from people were showing up and were interested in writing their own firmware, so we could assist them in writing their own firmware, having different blink patterns and stuff like that. So there were a lot of interests shown, and we had people, for example, that wrote .NET applications for visualization. They wrote small scripts to being able to see where their friends are currently. So people are actually using our APIs, and we are very glad about this, that we created this nice set of applications and people are actually using it. So thanks to you guys, you used our stuff, and we got a lot of good response from you. So we are basically very happy about the stuff we did, and thanks for your great support and for cheering us up. because we had a lot of trouble in the beginning. We didn't get any sleep at all, and thanks to your positive input.
What do you want to do?
Why don't we start with visualization?
Sure.
So we can finish that up. So this is actually something we added pretty late today. This is based on a user-contributed visualization system that you can actually go and click on an ID, and it'll show you information about them. So we went and enhanced that a little. Oh, it's a short movie. Oh, also it crashed.
Yeah, your DLC loves your movies.
So we added a few custom avatars. One of them you'll see is a little milk bone dog biscuit there, and that's actually a dog, which is over there, I believe, which is currently wearing a Sputnik ID badge over there. So
this is previously recorded.
Yeah. There's probably not that many people down there now.
Yeah. Everybody's in this room. It's
wow.
I don't think we have the visualization software installed on the system, so I don't think we can. You want to show the visualization or the Leica?
Also in the room, do you feel like going the 18th floor to the room? Do you feel like the first machine to put
on? Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, on that. Check it out.
Which one?
Leica, I guess. So this is a 3D visualization, the one we got working last night. It's based on one that was built for one of the German congresses. And this is also showing the second floor. No, this is also previously.
These
recorded.
Are all video clips.
The reason we're showing a lot of stuff on the second floor is in order to get good triangulation of locations, you have to have a fair number of readers installed. On this floor, it was a little more difficult running the cables, so we didn't get as many readers installed as we wanted to. On the second floor, there's cross overhead and pipes, so we were able to just throw Ethernet cables. On this floor, it was a lot more difficult. And I don't even want to show the social one. So, and you want to talk about the stuff aesthetic?
I haven't seen any of these videos yet. Okay, so I hope the talk reminders worked. Like, we were having some issues with the mail daemon at some point, and we got that working, so the pings were working. And what's going on there is there's a ton of stuff here. You can select a provider, and you can choose email or SMS, and in theory, X number of minutes before the talk, it'll send you a reminder letting you know that the talk you wanted to see is upcoming. We also have, you can input where you're from, like your hometown by zip code. And the reason we're asking for zip code and country is because we plan on visualizing that on like Google Maps or something. And then you can cross-reference that with other interests. Like, for some reason, 8 people in Alabama like cryptography. And you can find out who they are, and you can use that to do a bunch of cool stuff. So that you can subscribe to talks, unsubscribe. I don't know what else. There's a ton of stuff in here.
You guys have been doing some data mining. What have you gotten out of that? I know CPFR and Aesthetics have both been doing a lot of crunching on that.
So for the most part, we mostly work on visualizing just base aggregate statistics, which you can see if you load stats.php. These are just aggregate statistics of what talks people like the most, where people spent the most time in terms of activities they did. In the future, and you're more than welcome to do this because we are going to be giving the location data set conditioning on various statistics. So you may query more specific kind of data, like what are the interests of people that come from Alabama that went to this con today?
And we can also do this by time, too. So we can see, I think there's the left column for a lot of these is per hour, and the right column, the aggregate, is just the total for the entire con. So we can actually do an hour-by-hour comparison and watch the interest, like, as people come and people register. We can actually do dynamic graphs and watch the data change as the con goes on. That gets really cool.
Can you pull up the webpage?
Yeah. Pull up the website.
So, a lot of the more interesting data mining stuff is just when people interact with each other, like the pings.
Yeah, talk about the pings.
The pings, if people aren't aware of what they are, I was trying to construct something. A lot of social networking websites, like OkCupid is an easy one, where you can send a woo to somebody, like, oh, she's hot, let me send her a woo and see if she's interested. I was trying to imitate something like that to let congoers talk to each other. If you click on the email icon, it will send your email address and an email to whoever it is, and likewise, you can send them a text message with your cell phone number. And it's just a way to help people connect together.
What are the statistics we're looking at right here?
Those are the most popular zones as of the last hour and in general. As you can see, people like being in this very room a lot.
So we can actually rate the talks by, it's not even just filling out, I thought this talk was cool. We can gauge how many people are actually attending each talk live. And we can actually cross-reference that with if you subscribe to a talk and you didn't show up. And we can see who actually showed up to talks as opposed to who subscribed to talks.
Mm-hmm. The statistics for talks should actually list how many people actually attended them. If you scroll, these are the actual attendees that have gone to each of these talks.
So really, this has been a beta test of a beta test. We're repeating what was done at the CCC a couple times, and we've gotten a lot of things functional that they couldn't get functional, and they got things functional they couldn't get before. And this is a stepping stone in making the system better and better. And if we do this at another conference, we'll have more features and more features, and it'll just get cooler and cooler what we can do with it.
Yeah, we can also, we can even click on a talk and pull up a list of all the people who are in it. So it's not just a number like feature speaker 242. We can actually pull up a live list of every person who was in that room. And then we can actually do interest, like all these people from Alabama, like Jello's talk. So we can do a lot of cross-referencing based on that.
Okay. Do we have any questions? Yeah, the website is plugged in downstairs, so when we take the box home, it will go down, but we're going to try to keep it up. At some point, we'll try to put that information back up. We're not sure yet, but you can check hope.net in the future.
There are a few things that are going to go up. We've already started posting some of the log data. That's just tag IDs, so there's no private information, no PII involved in that. So we'll be posting that. We'll also be posting source code and possibly, you know, movies of the entire conference sped up. As time goes on and we have time to add things, we'll be putting that up, and that will be on the amd.hope.net site.
Okay. Any other questions? You reset your password at the information desk, provided they're still open. I think Mitch can answer that question.
Let's see. Excuse me, my voice is totally gone. But it cost $12,000 to make 3,500 of these boards. 1,400 of those 3,500 have the parts for tracking on them. That's what we could afford. We wanted 3,500, and we got the maximum we could afford for $12,000 that were with the parts. So I thought they did a pretty good job when they manufactured them, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
There are microphones if people want to ask questions.
Just to clarify a little bit about the data you're going to retain for a period of time, are you going to try to put it all up on your website within the near
passwords
future?
Passwords and telephone numbers and I think usernames will not be related.
Right. Email addresses.
All non-personal information
came out of this experiment. All non-personal information will be released at some point.
For sure.
I answered.
Did we get the stats up here that we needed?
They're on their way.
They're still on their way. Okay. We're going to give out some prizes for certain activities that we were tracking. There were games going on, and we're waiting on those numbers to come up because they were left on a laptop downstairs.
We will actually not only release the binary log files. We will mainly release binary log files so you can write your own visualization software. So if you started your own project for visualizing the data, there will be a source code available where you can generate demo data based on the existing conference. So we basically will replay the whole conference and you can test your applications with it. This is the first thing we will release. It basically contains the whole raw data. So you have your tag ID, you have sequence numbers, you have the signal strengths, which the data was received. If the flags for your button, so for example, if you decided to use your button as a bookmarker, you can later assign this data to a movie you render from the conference or whatever. So basically you get all the data you need. We additionally release pre-processed text data, which you don't have to worry about this binary file format. And this data will also contain a rough estimation of your position, so you don't have to deal with this if you don't want to. And you can use this data easily to use script languages to post-process the data and, for example, to find out relationships between groups, for example, to find out if certain tags appear relatively often at the same place. So this can be used to reverse engineer social contacts. So we are very curious what you will come up with. We gathered an insane amount of data. Already the binary log files are something like 6 gigabytes of data. So
I just want to make a comment. We want you to have as much fun going through this data as we have.
Yeah.
Considering it's yours.
Yes.
What we will release this data under a Creative Commons license with explicit statement that we don't want to have it used for commercial purposes. So I think this is the least amount we can do to protect your data. So professional data mining is made hopefully possible at least in license terms, so people can't resell your data. So I think this is a fair deal in my opinion. So and if you have any questions, feel free to ask us. We will gladly help you. We are very curious what we will come up with.
I have
fun.
A question right now, and the question is, I entered my ID, my PIN number. I never got the second page. The system accepted it, but I could never access the system again because I never got the second page. How was that possible?
Aesthetics, you've been debugging the website.
Yeah, I've been debugging the website. We've run into a couple things like that. I mean, it's a development system. We've never deployed it before, so we've run into some periodic issues like that.
What was the initial flaw that we had with logins with the website tracking?
Oh, yeah. So this is the feature of it.
This is fun.
This is fun. So a couple of years ago, I think it was at Black Hat, Jeremiah Grossman, I think, released this interesting CSS hack where basically the way with jQuery, the way it works is when you look at a web page and you have a list of links, if you've clicked on a link, it will show up in a different color than a link that you haven't clicked on. And you can actually use a tool that can determine whether you visited that or not. So we initially had a script that would hammer about 250 web addresses when you were logging in to try to get an idea of what kind of websites people were visiting, and that's what was causing the initial login issue. I had to disable that early on.
Okay. It would have been really cool if it worked, but it was causing problems. Sidetalk, you have a question?
Yeah, I kind of got my question answered. I was going to say, were games implemented yet? So the question is that, what were these games? Because when I logged in this, must be very recent, because last time I logged in a couple hours ago, my game page did not load, so I have no idea what these games were or that they existed.
Can you answer that?
We were originally supposed to have two games. Our time schedule forced us to bring it down to one sort of game that we're doing based on stats. The stats game is basically rewards for activities completed based on where you were in the conference, like how many talks you were at, how many workshops you were at. So that's going to be in a couple of minutes. The other game was going to be a scavenger hunt, but location tracking to maintain people gathering things based on their locations and proximity to other things proved to be a lot of complex programming that we couldn't do in the time frame that we had.
Okay. We basically took a system that tracked where 200 people were and turned it into something that could track 1,400 people in under 4 months, which is and do a lot more than that.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And Chris Petro and Rage Fury, who is very shy and hiding in the corner, did an immense amount of coding to get this thing going, and so did Echo and Kupo and Aesthetics and CPFR, and all these guys really put in a tremendous amount of effort to get it rolling. Question?
Quick one. In light of the large financial investment that was made in the hardware and the fact that the tags are reprogrammable, do you recommend that people retain them for possible application in the future, not just as a souvenir?
That's Miloš Kojar.
And so please bring your tags over at the next conference, so in case we do this tracking, we can reprogram it, so it's not a big deal from our side. So we will probably, there will be another tracking. We will make another batch, but you can easily reprogram it. And so bring your tags next time, and we will reprogram it for free and probably, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that maybe a really interesting statistic would be the percent difference of people who were there at the start of a talk versus who were there at the end of the talk.
I was actually wondering, so the tags are a few dollars each, I gather, but how much are the receivers? So how much cost to the actual infrastructure?
Yeah, it's hard to tell because it's not openly available on the market yet. Mm-hmm. But what we have, if you want to play around with this, we also have made a low-cost reader based on USB. It's called OpenBeacon USB. It contains an ARM processor, so you can just plug it into your laptop and you can run basically the same algorithms on this. So if you have, for example, say at the university, you just plug it in random computers and you can set up this tracking system easily, and currently I think it's sold for something like $85 or so each. So I think that's the cheapest possibility. We will come up with a new reader design which will be also open source with an ARM processor. And we will release this something in 3 to 4 months. It will contain SD card, micro SD card slots, so you can store data locally, and all sources will be made available again. The existing readers you see here is based on a custom design we did, and it's a highly proprietary microcontroller. It's a Ubicom 2022, if somebody knows it. It contains an embedded 10 megabit Ethernet interface, but the SDK for it is tremendously expensive, something like $7,000, so it's no point of releasing it into the public. Therefore, we are currently clean room re-implementing a new Ethernet-based reader based on the OpenBeacon USB, basically. You have this very nice 3 Archers operating system running there, so even for programmers that are not experienced in embedded programming at all, it's very easy to create tasks there. It's very efficient. The remaining code footprint very low. You have a debug terminal over USB, so it's very, very easy for average command line programmers to extend it. And it will have a full TCP/IP stack, a web server, so basically it is, I think, our suggested platform for event-based tracking solutions in future. So please be patient, and you will have a nice open source solution in some
months.
Check it back to our openbeacon.org website, and they will keep you up to date.
Thank you. Okay, so we have some statistics up here. We're looking for ID number 4048, so if you look at your badge, and it's also the handle Blackfish and Marsman8790. If you want to come up, you are the top 10 pingers with a count of 7. the top 2, and yeah, have a tie. So if those guys were... Ladies or gentlemen, want to come up? Chris, why don't you explain the stats we got here?
Okay, we have a few stats we were able to mine real quickly. I definitely like the idea of seeing who stays for an entire talk most. If I had Toad up here, I'd probably try and crank that out while we're on stage, but I don't. What we do have is some information about who pinged people the most, who was pinged the most, who went to the most talks, and who was actually on the RFID network the longest. So when you go up to your room, you go off the network. When you leave to go out to lunch or whatever, you go off the network. But there are some people who are actually in either on this floor or on the second floor for an extraordinary amount of time this weekend. So we've got some prizes for them, too.
Okay. This is Blackfish, and he's won ATV Be Gone. Okay. Is Marsman8790 here? Yes. Okay. Do you want a T-shirt or a TV Be Gone?
TV Be Gone, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now the top 10 pingees, and there was not a tie for that one. So number one is Bicycle Mark. Bicycle Mark here? He left.
Oh, people love you.
Okay, show of hands from the team. Do we go to the next one, or we just try
one.
To find them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Chuck
next
Norris
one
here?
Chuck Norris. Badge number 3111. Anyone?
Norris has all the information.
Hold on the webpage.
Yeah. Okay, so the top 10 talk attenders, number one was Arch Griffin.
Scroll wrong, I can't see that.
Arch Griffin, number 4051, are you here?
Yay!
All right, come on. And top 10 spent in range... Tech Darko was here for...
Also, we have one other person there who actually went to 25 o'clock.
He's been in the radio booth the entire weekend. Okay. I think... does anybody else have anything else to cover? No?
Can you scroll it?
It's at the bottom.
Oh, okay. No, we can't scroll up.
No. Yeah, a bunch of guys from the radio group are actually in the top because they never left. he came up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
The network team's coming up.